There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 51 of the Tabernacle, a place of mercy and grace. Charles Spurgeon once said, "God's mercy is so great that you may sooner drain the sea of its water or deprive the sun of its light than diminish the great mercy of God." Our text today is from Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 16. "Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." I find it intriguing that the qualifying word for the seat over the Ark of the Covenant was mercy. This covering was not called the seat of his presence, judgment, or even power, but his mercy. The mercy seat was where God came down to meet with his people. Likewise, God sent Jesus down to reconcile every believer back to himself. Jesus is our great high priest who offers us mercy and grace. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary on Hebrews connect Jesus' role as high priest to the mercy seat of the tabernacle. "Our merciful and faithful high priest, Jesus, became like us in order to die for us, offering the once and for all sacrifice for sin. Since we have a great high priest," would have portrayed a vivid picture to the Jewish Christian readers. The high priest had been their highest religious authority. The priesthood began with Aaron, Moses' brother, in Exodus 28:41. Only the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies in the temple, and then only once a year to make atonement for the sins of the whole nation. That's according to Leviticus 16. Through his death on the cross, our great high priest Jesus opened access to God. Now people can approach God directly because of Jesus' sacrifice for sins. Because Jesus gave his life to do this for us, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. This verse is an open invitation to regard God as a great ally and true friend. Yes, God occupies a throne, a seat of power and authority, but it is a throne of grace, not a throne of domination. The term throne of grace describes the constant care and love offered to God's undeserving children. God's grace is a characteristic of his reign. Grace means undeserved favor. Our ability to approach God does not come from any merit of our own, but depends entirely on him. Believers can come boldly and confidently to this throne, for the King is our Father who loves us as his children. At God's throne, we will not receive anger or be ignored. Instead, we will obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. God is not only concerned with converting people and collecting disciples, he also cares for and nurtures those children who are his own. He listens to our needs. No request is insignificant. And no problem is too small for the one who sits on the throne of grace. God will never reject a Christian's plea or ignore one who brings a request before him. When we come to God, we are promised mercy, God's loving kindness and forgiveness. When we come to God, we will receive grace, God's undeserved favor that will help in time of need. The writer of Hebrews connects the idea of the Old Testament high priest with Jesus as our great high priest and refers to his throne as one of grace where we find mercy. The mercy seat foreshadowed the mercy Jesus would provide when he finished his work on the cross and arose to sit on his throne. When the Old Testament high priest went into the Holy of Holies, he dared not open his mouth to say one word. His likelihood of death in the presence of a God who judged sin was so high that a rope was tied around his ankle so the other Levites would have a way of dragging his body out of the Holy of Holies without endangering themselves. Upon his death, Jesus opened up the Holy of Holies. The veil has been torn apart, and there's an open invitation to come to his mercy seat. Every believer can approach the throne of God and find mercy and grace. We receive mercy for our past failures and grace to meet our present and future needs. Mercy means I don't get what I deserve. And grace means I get what I don't deserve. I don't want God to give me what I deserve. I desire God's mercy rather than his judgment. I also desperately need his grace. Without his unmerited favor, I could never be saved. Some questions to consider. How does Jesus' sacrifice as the great high priest turn the mercy seat into a throne of grace? How does the mercy seat of the tabernacle picture your current invitation to experience the mercy of God? And finally, as you may recall from yesterday's devotion, Scripture does not tell us the thickness of the mercy seat. One reason may be because you cannot measure God's mercy. Consider the following scripture and how it supports that statement. From Psalm 103, verse 11, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him." Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.